This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and I'm Danny Valdez. And before we get started, I want to share something that I was thinking about today as I was riding bare-chested on my motorcycle.
Were you really, though?
Were you chested covered now? Praise the Lord.
Did you put that shirt on for the benefit of us?
No, does it benefit you?
He's left an inch of Miami Vice, like, little coils coming out, but at least he's covered
those
up
are
the gorilla.
Some very strong Spanish coils. How do you,
I wanted to ask when I caught a glimpse of myself in the bathroom mirror just before the podcast, because I thought, I don't know, maybe inappropriate. What do you think?
The inch is fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the inch is fine.
I say there
me.
Needs to be some gold necklaces hanging
that
in.
That would
the
be
coils.
Dope.
Yeah.
Bring back the chain.
But this is not
see,
a party about you,
chest,
so carry
though.
On.
I'm used to it because all my boys, it's hot, it's summer, and they're all in this strapping, you know, 19, 18, and they're all like doing the weed eating and the mowing and they're in this, you know, in their bare chest. And so I'm used to seeing good specimens.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say bring
so
it back.
So an inch of yours is not going to offend me or affect
me. Well, in California, everybody's sort of bare-chested, and in the South, nobody is.
Yeah.
And I say, do it again, Lord. The latter rain shall be greater. Okay. So,
I don't want a full Danny chest, just an inch. It's fine.
Oh, I feel that. No, I can appreciate that. So there's
so
this.
Do it again in your own backyard. Anyway, keep going.
There's this doctor. Sorry, I don't have his name, but he's quite credible. He's a doctor after all.
Yeah. Incredible. But
no, just credible. And he did a study in his lab, like he's a proper like research physician. Dr. Dang it. That's not his real name. I'll find it.
Now, any children listening?
Oh, come on.
Don't call someone Dr. Dang it. Okay?
Dr. Dang it. Yeah, so he did this study in his lab where they were isolating cells, keeping one cell alone rather than in their normal cluster that cells tend to enjoy being in anywhere they're found.
Yeah.
And these cells acted completely chaotically, almost like they had their own little mental disorders, and total chaos, and they would die. And he was pointing out how we are a combination of cells. We are these things, like even the way our brains work, are cells in unity together.
Mm-hmm.
And
sounds like that doctor, good old Kazi Prof, told us about that with biology of belief. Sounds like something he would write.
What's his name now, Ben? Bruce Lipton.
Talking about the microbiome guy?
I think so.
You're not talking about the microbiome guy, though.
Yeah, but it's on the
not Dr. William Davis.
No. No, I'll find it before this pot. While you talk, I will look.
And your point is?
But here's the thing, is he was making the point that, you know, all of our research on viruses and cell reproduction and health and sickness is, he was saying, all done in laboratories under very specialized conditions and often with isolated cells. And he said, what could potentially change if we began doing our research, creating scenarios that are more true to life, like people aren't isolated.
No,
and if
not.
They are, they begin to act chaotically and they begin to have mental disorders and how, you know, I started thinking about how I see that in my own children when, if they go through like a long period of time in the week when they're not really getting together with friends and just sort of by themselves, they are chaotic and act like they have mental disorders. And so
when you stayed away from us for a long time, Dan, I noticed a little bit of like, you know, a little bit of mental disorder coming up.
That's fair. Yeah, but it was just such a cool, like you can see it under a microscope.
Wow.
The truth that people need to be in community together.
They do.
I love that.
And that's, again, you know, the longest living people groups in the blue zones, that the biggest thing is not so much what they ate, although that plays a big part. It was the community group.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
Till old age, they kept community.
Dr. Zach Bush, it's on his Instagram right now.
Oh, it just came to you.
No, Ben just came to me with the name of the doctor.
I thought all the cells in your brain were being organized at once. And yeah.
Nope. Dr. Zach Bush, if you go to his Instagram right now,
I want to look it up.
Story.
I love that. Hey, but you know, I was listening to our last party and all the way through, because I have to listen to them, all the way through, I kept saying, I love that. So it was like very repetitive.
You know what's again? Every single person in life, I think you tend to get, you get to know their one-liners and it's great. And then it's like who they are and it's wonderful. Like our granddad had certain one-liners.
Yeah, but it's better than I hate that.
Yeah.
Because I'm full of love.
But there's a great, you know, guy that used to come to our church and speak a lot, good old Uncle Rog.
Yeah.
But he used to say every 3 seconds, along those lines, along those lines.
Along those
lines. Along those lines. Oh, and along those lines. So sometimes I'll be like, guess who's coming? Along those lines is coming to visit. So Pearl,
so a lot
I like
of our
that.
Listeners might be thinking, Pearl just says, I love that, like every 10 seconds.
So that's your thing. What's Serene's?
No, you know what yours is, Danny?
Oh, no.
You say, I notice a lot, you can say, that's fair.
Yes, that's fair. You know who I learned that from? Who? Tyler.
Oh, okay. Huh. Yeah. Tyler. No one knows Tyler. Thanks for that.
I'm sorry. I know.
Maybe that's what I do. Huh.
And Serene does. what is Serene's one? No, it's not huh.
Huh. Oh, it's oh.
Oh, Scrippy's for you, Leslie said. Got some Scrippy's for you. Yes.
Serene says good on you a lot.
Yeah, she does.
Good on you, mate.
But speaking of Serene, I got to say this, right? Serene and I, okay, with my new book that's coming out, and I'm so jolly glad that we haven't published it yet. I was repentant for not publishing it because it's taking too long. Now I'm glad because the things in it I didn't know before.
You have to sit on the egg, Pearl, for a little
bit. Yeah, I needed to sit on this egg longer. And we've been learning.
Thanks for that picture. No, it's literal. It's word for word.
Pearl goes home from these podcasts and she goes and sits on her egg.
What's the name of the book?
Trim Healthy Wisdom.
Okay.
It's coming into the fullness of wisdom and, you know, not only with age, but with all wisdom of health and all
of
that. So we've been into gut. Serene and I have been working with this scientist, Dr. Peter, for quite a while now, a couple of years, coming up with things in the background that none of you know about yet, which are just pretty incredible, coming up in our lair.
Well, do we get a hint?
Oh, I mean, I'll say some of the stuff today.
Okay.
So we've been really dealing with gut. So you guys know that all health starts in the gut, right? And everyone's talking about gut, but there's so much junk out there. There's so much misinformation. There's so many myths. This guy, Dr. Pete's a scientist, and he specializes in the gut. He believes in what Serena and I are doing, so he's kind of joined forces with us. But we have been taking gut poop tests in the background, Serena and I.
Oh, this is the big reveal.
And do you know what's hilarious? My
how
son, Arden, who works... who runs CMS with Pearl's son, Boa.
Yeah.
That's where Peter comes in and meets with us.
Yeah.
We liaison at the CMS, right?
So no one knows what CMS is, Serene. Custom Manufacturing System.
That's where
that's
we make
the
all the chocolate,
factory.
The bars, the everything, all our food. Anyway, all of our people now are basically down at CMS.
Yeah.
So, but guess what? It was Arden's job to come in and make the rounds and pick up the poop in the morning.
Oh, picking up the food samples.
And
what poop?
Literally, he would arrive at our door in the morning and knock on the door and he couldn't even get the words out. He had never been embarrassed before in his life, and he's always, I'm here to pick up Dad's, he couldn't even get the words out of his mouth. And then he said, and can you call Uncle Charlie? Because I can't even bear to ring his doorbell.
I'm here for your
ask
poop.
For his poop.
How does he give it to him?
No, it's really not
in
that
bowl.
Bad.
In a bowl, Danny.
In a bowl.
No.
Pearl just teased.
In a bowl.
It's a little beaker. You just wipe and then you put it in a solution. It's not bad. Have you never done
it? No, actually, it really was. But the first little tests were bad because you had to have a little tiny shovel the size of a little nail file. Like, you shovel in and you put it in the little beaker. That was bad. That was awful. And then
you had
Pete's,
to rake it.
And now scientist Pete said, great, I've got these new ones, the little wipes. And then you wipe and you stick that little wipey inside the solution. It's all good. Well, they were the worst for me because they had this little sticky part in the wipe that you're meant to aim with, and that will pick up what you need to pick up. But I just aimed wrong and never got it on the proper wipe.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
That's a variable.
Yeah, we
terrible.
Didn't want it, people eating their breakfast. But can I finish with this?
Go for it.
Serena, I'm going to talk about you. I'm going to give you props, right? So we've been doing several poop tests, and I do want to say in the end, guys, when we come out with our huge, we've got something, a whole gut overhaul, which is like incredibly life-changing coming out, not quite ready yet. Finishing touches going on that. But in the end, you won't have to do a poop test.
Do we get to
we
know why?
We have figured out how to
a poop test.
customized something for every person without having to spend $200 blimmin' dollars to get your poop test.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, but I do want to give my sister Serene propses because
I don't know what you're going to say.
Peter, we all got our poop test done. And, you know, and I have had a lot of bloating in my life. Like, I think it happened as a young child. I've always been a bloater. I've always been a sensitive stomacher. If I did a test and
you
I refused
like a Pentecostal preacher, a sensitive stomacher.
Yeah. I would have so many food sensitivities and allergies, I know, but I refuse to do it because I'm not walking in that. If you're walking in that, that's fine. It's part of your process out. What we've discovered is food allergies and food sensitivities are only representative of a problem in your gut. You can get your gut fixed. You don't have those sensitivities
anymore, people.
Mate.
They're just there at the scene of the crime.
Is that across the board for
across
all people?
The board, yes. Mateys. Danny, you can totally walk out of your dairy sensitivities.
Totally. I think I have.
You get, well, good. See, you can get your gut fixed. Yeah. Oh, man. Anyway,
I'm good.
It's the right kind of bacteria, but it's also the right kind of mindset, and they marry.
They do. And it's the right kind of fungus. It's the right kind of all of it. Oh, it's good. But Serene here. Okay. Dude. So I was saying about me. So when I got these tests done, it did show my reasons for my bloating and my food sensitivities that I have quite a bit of biofilm that needs to be, you know, you can get rid of that with the gut overhaul. But do you know, let me talk about my sister's gut biome. Serene here, the purist, the one who drinks kefir smoothies every day and has for the last,
not
I don't know, 15
though,
years.
Not store-bought though, just so you know the
homemade
difference.
Homemade kefir smoothies with every bit of superfood she throws in them. And I always thought my sister was some crazy loon. And yeah, she looks healthy, but you know, I don't need to do the kefir. And he've done that, what, 15 years, Serene?
Yeah, for a long time.
Her gut test came back.
Even before we started Trim Healthy Mama, I was doing it.
This guy has looked at many, many poop tests. He said there has never, ever, ever been a gut microbiome that I have observed that is like Serene's.
Serene,
never
you got
in the
gold?
World. He said,
I'm so
not
proud.
Only does she have these families of these really, really good, strong, healthy, longevity, weight
loss. I don't
loss,
know what to do
bugs.
With my face while
and,
I'm listening.
In her gut
it's just
biome,
like the pride is
she,
swelling
he said
up.
They're rare. I don't see them in American guts. I do not see them. They're long lost ones. He said they're good farm ones. He said she could get any germ and she's just gonna drop it off her. He's like, I don't even know. He kept shaking his head, like, I don't even know how you got all this in your gut. How did this happen? The only thing that she has, and that was from a round of antibiotics that she got
after the miscarriages,
she has these things called molecutes, and they're dormant right now in her body because she has such a good diet. If she went on a bad diet, those molecules could turn against her and cause some problems. She can get rid of those molecules with the gut overhaul. Mm. But apart from those molecules, he said you're 99.9 the best gut I've ever seen in my life.
Whoa.
You got some molecules.
Go,
way
yuck, yuck.
I
want
to give a clap.
Way
I
want
to
go,
give a
Serene.
Hug to my sister. Come on
you
now.
You think I'd get the trophy for the best poop? That's what it really boils down to.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Now, let me toot my horn for a little bit because I've been THM for, you know, 17 years.
Skiting?
Yeah, let me skite. So I had some biofilm. I don't have candida. I don't have fungus.
No.
But I have some biofilm where everybody has biofilm, but people with a lot of bloating and stuff, it gets too big. And it has to be chopped off or it kind of takes over. But he said, ooh.
Not chopped up with surgery.
He's like, you've got some really good longevity bugs. Hey, thank you, all the flavonoids and plants we do. And he's like, he said, you really see your glass half full, don't you? You've got some really good happy bugs. But I believe, of course I do. I have practiced that in my life. And now my gut shows that
isn't
I'm happy.
Isn't that interesting? Because your gut is the seat of your emotions.
Yes.
Also, the Bible says the bowels are the seat of your emotions. And, you know, everyone is, science has found out now that it has its own brain.
It does.
And so it's so true. I bet you can actually train the bacteria.
But
right
I was
bacteria.
Not as stellar as you, Serene. But
no, you
I was very good. Now, I do want to say this, that I want to talk to you about this, Serena. This was not what this potty was about, because we're going to have a whole new potty on Kefir, because I'm just blown away at the benefits. And now I'm even more persuaded now that we know Serene's gut bug and gut bugs in detail. He was telling me the families, and he's like, they're so rare. They're gone. What I think? She has them.
Do you know what I think, people?
Yes.
I think it's not just the kefir, and I think it's the fact that I basically second ferment it with baobab. Like,
yes.
I think the baobab's giving the rare kind.
I think it is, because when you look at baobab, that is not, you know, that guy that went around the world and tried to change his gut bugs.
Right, right, right.
And he tried with so many different things, and baobab was the only thing that totally changed his gut bugs within a week and got it more diverse, and you want diversity. So I think you're on to something, Serene. But I do want to talk about your kefir. For years, kind of when you first started, you would always say to me, and you used to be a bloater like me.
Yeah, totes. Right?
You used to say to me, you call it your kefs.
Me kefs, I'm bloated.
She would say, me kefs. We'd have to take a picture. And she's like, but me kefs are hanging out. And she'd be going around tooting and stuff.
It was from the kefir, because when I first started kefir, it made me so bloated.
But you just persevered.
I just was like, me kefs, I don't care about them because it's healthy. I'll just have extra kefir at night and sleep on the bloat. Wake up in the morning,
it'll be
gone.
You just push through with the kefir, and you push through with the baobab. Baobab gave me bloating at first.
Oh, yeah, I pushed it through. I pulled up my big girl socks, but now I have no bloating. None. Iron stomach.
You have an iron stomach. Yeah. You have no diarrhea, no constipation.
None.
No food sensitivities.
None.
But that was years in the making.
But I used to have food sensitivities. Yeah. Pearl, remember I used to stick like certain, like I flat muffin in my mouth, and I used to feel like my throat was closing. Yeah. Remember I was always gagging down the sink with certain things like, oh, this is making my mouth itch. Remember I used to worry about all kinds of stuff? Not at all now.
So isn't that amazing? I just, from all that I wanted to say, I've learned something from my sister, and that is things take time and persevere. Those are the things. If you know something, and kefir is absolutely documented to change your gut for the good, and we've found out. I'm so sorry, people. I gave you wrong information. So did Serene. I'm talking about this in my book. We said that store-bought kefir is fine and that you can second ferment it. Yeah. I'm sorry. We're wrong.
We're wrong.
Store-bought kefir only has about 3 to 4 strains of microbes.
Yeah.
Homemade kefir has over 50. Store-bought kefir has none of the good yeasts. Homemade kefir is full of good yeasts that fight candida. Mm-hmm. Store-bought kefir is pasteurized. It's kind of like buying a mild, very mild yogurt from the store.
Yeah.
But it has none of those really good benefits that have changed
Shireen's
gut.
And you can taste it. The difference in the taste.
It also has more sugars.
Taste that effervescent, Schweppy fermented flavor.
So we thought you could take store-bought kefir plain and second ferment it to get the good things going. But we have since found out through talking to our scientist.
Yeah.
You can't. It's not in there. Yeah.
So we're going to need a recipe.
Yeah. And we got lots of recipes, but we're going to come
out. But,
you
know, just going back to what Pearl said before, it's just that, you know, people were like, well, I bloat with kefir. It doesn't do well with me. It gives me diarrhea. You know, these are the issues. I'm affected by the histamine. Like I get histamine from it. Well, guess what? They say that the actual remedy for all of those things is kefir. So you just have to persevere. And if you don't want to persevere like me, just start with like John is amazing and he knows his body would be fine with it, but he does shots.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of like a full quart, maybe you just do a shot before each meal. And so you're not like overloading your system with something.
That's what I'm doing with Charlie right now, starting him off on shots because he's sensitive.
I love that idea, John. John gave us that idea. Yeah. He does the shots. He just throws it back like whiskey.
Yeah, right before a meal.
You think maybe you're body's like the bad bacteria are sort of rejecting it at first? Like they're wanting to fight for their position?
Might be. I think there's a battle going on in there.
Yeah, it goes on, goes down there and stirs things up for sure.
Yeah.
To get my children, because especially with my son, Remy, he's amazing, he's credible. But, you know, there's just some delays.
Yeah, some
delays.
He's
going to walk totally right out of them. But I have just been re-inspired to make sure he has kefir every day.
Yeah.
He doesn't have autism, but they say with children with autism, kefir is incredible with them.
Yes.
Know,
and they say to keep all children off, autism children off dairy. However, I do want to talk about this whole dairy and kefir thing. Kefir is barely dairy by the time you've done it. All lactose is removed.
Yeah.
There's
and
none
that's even
left.
When you're dealing with cow's milk.
Yes.
If you're dealing with goats, I mean, it's like beyond removed.
Yes. And all lactose is removed and it's so
digestible. The casein is way broken down. And then, of course, goat's milk has way less casein than cow's. But even
and even if you want to do kefir from the store, like store-bought kefir, do you know what kefir does? It's this powerful. And think about what it does to your body.
You're talking about store-bought kefir, the one we just dissed?
No, store-bought milk. Let's just say you want to get regular milk. Don't get organic because organic is ultra-pasteurized and it won't work for your kefir. Mm-hmm. Get regular milk, right?
See, regular milk is vat-pasteurized. It's much lower
temperature. So it will kefirize. The kefir grains and the process of turning lactose, the sugar in milk, to lactic acid, and that's what happens in kefir. What it does is it eats up every bit of toxin in that milk, every bit of chemical that's not supposed to be there. If the cows were fed with antibiotics and something's not right, kefir diminishes it completely. So isn't that incredible?
Oh,
now, raw milk is obviously the best just for your own peace of mind, and there's some extra things in it. But you can go to your jolly Aldi's and buy your jolly 1% or 2% or whole milk, whatever you want. And this is the other thing we found out, people. We used to think kefir, you know, still had some carbs in it by the time it was done and you had to go full 48 hours. Yeah. We've come to find out with science and with testing after 24 hours,
it's gone.
If your grains are very, very vibrant and very good, you will be down to one carb per cup of kefir. So it is extremely low glycemic, extremely
low calorie.
It fights type 2 diabetes.
It's amazing.
It makes you sensitive to insulin.
Mm-hmm.
And although I have become very dairy discerning after menopause, I can't do pasteurized dairies and stuff like I used to, nor do I want to anymore.
Yeah.
Occasionally, I'll do some cream cheese, you know, cupcake or something because I live my life in freedom. But on the whole now, I choose cultured dairies like Serene has always done. I'm sort of coming around to you more, Serene, because I've seen the results.
It's so funny because on one side of my face, I would say I'm pretty much dairy free. That's because I don't have any store-bought cheese, any cream cheese, any milk, any half and half, anything. But on the other side of my mouth, I live on dairy.
Yeah,
I don't consider it dairy.
It's barely verified.
But I do want to get back to the children thing where I was talking about my son, Remy. So I'm back inspired to give him, you know, kefir every day. And how I've done it is, and I used to do this back when Arden, my eldest, was little, as I'd say, I call it good bugs. You want good bugs? Do you want to have some good bugs? And I'll be like, let me listen to your tummy. So I'll have them have a sip. And between each sip, like it takes a long time at the beginning, but now I'm just like, I just do it once at the end now. I'll put my ear to the tummy and say, oh my goodness. Okay, it's a tough battle. I'll freak out. The bad bugs are getting mad, but the good bugs are winning. And I did this whole scenario, this whole big battle. I narrated out and they get so excited. They want good bugs because they want this big drama that I'm going to bring. But so they really have been trained now that, and it's answered to your question, do you think that, you know, all the stir up is because, you know, maybe there's a battle going on because one is vying for the spot, you know? And so they love that. They love the drama. Even today.
I think, and if you do know if you have histamine issues with fermented foods, the answer is fermented foods. But to get there, you got to start small.
Well, go psycho like me, but you'll be uncomfortable and you have your keefs hanging out, which is like a snake that swallowed a rabbit.
And the other thing is, but that you can do some things to help. Vitamin C is incredible. So whenever you have some kefir smoothie, take vitamin C. It helps lower the histamine reaction to it.
Mustard
the
seed?
Other thing is black cumin seeds.
Black cumin seed. That's
just take like quarter teaspoon ground up every time you take some kefir. It really helps keep the
can
histamine.
They have that in drops or capsules.
Yeah, I mean, I just bought some off Amazon. I grind up. You can do the black cumin oil if you want.
Right.
I think I'd
be a capsule girl for that.
I just chose to do the seed. It's like black peppery taste. I don't mind. I just put it in some water.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is molded danbin can help with that.
Spell it out for people.
I don't even know how to spell it.
Yeah, you said that fast for me. Molded danbin?
M-O-L-Y-D-E-N-B-U-M or something.
Okay, now pronounce it slowly.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, Bubby.
Okay, good.
Well, just look it up.
Google has.
We're not a potty. Maybe you'll say it right. Of a perfect particulars.
No, we're not perfect particulars.
Hey, but you know what? Aside from all that, Serene, we have to do a whole separate potty on coming back to kefir because it's full circle for me.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, full circle for you. But yeah, closing the circle for me, I think.
Well, I'm excited because, you know, hearing just the results from Poop for Pete, that's what we call it. We won't have shirts made up, Poop for Pete. But
yeah, Dr. Peter. We call it Poop
but
for
anyway,
Pete.
But anyway, you know, I just did it because I loved it and it became an addiction to me. But I really didn't have any data to show that it was doing anything for me, except for that I felt great.
You
I didn't have anything, any hard facts.
Yeah, but you just kept on. What was it in your head that making you do this kefir every day for the last years and
years? Well, if you really want to know the truth,
I do.
It's the easiest way of eating. People say, well, how do you have the time and how do you do? And it's so hard to eat healthy. And, you know, my mother-in-law is now living with us and, you know, and now blah, 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 blah. You know, this is how I've ate healthy. When I had two sons in the hospital, you know, I had one in critical and one on the trauma ward, you know, both at the same time. And I had to live up at the hospital every day. It was just as easy to keep trucking. I just made my yak yum. Put it in my little cooler. I've got my cooler right here. I've taken it every day of my life for the last I don't know how many years. And I mean, it's not this huge, massive cooler. It's a kind of like a,
it's explain about the size that. Of
it's a shoebox.
Explain
a little shoebox. Yeah. And it's kind of cloth and movable. It's not a hard plastic big
What's
thing.
What's the name of it, Serenity Pops?
Oh, I don't know. I got it from Give Me a Five.
It's called Mir. M-I-E-R.
Anyway, I love it. But I just would put it in there, put everything that I needed, every superfood, everything that was going to charge me with the energy I needed in those hard times. And I was probably healthier in those times than even now.
And I find since I've started kefir, you know, it's so easier than I ever thought it was. It's the easiest thing in the world. You pour milk in the grains, 24 hours later, you strain the milk, put it in a new jar and put milk back in your grains.
That's it.
Do you have a favorite grain? Is that something?
Kefir grains is the kefir grains. You have to find it from a friend or buy online. I got it.
And then they keep growing and keep growing and keep growing.
And then you're giving them away.
Yeah.
Or you're eating them.
Okay. Like the SCOBY and the
kombucha.
And like today, what did I eat for lunch? It's my yuck yum, my kefir smoothie. But why? Because I was in a rush and I had to come here. So basically,
you got to.
I kept it up.
The thing about with kefir is if you're going to do it, you have to keep it up because it keeps making. So you are tied to it, but it's good to be tied to it.
But you can put it to sleep in the fridge for a month.
If you want to, but why would you stop good bugs growing in a month? This is another thing we've found out about the gut.
You know, I took it on my trip out west, my 4-week trip out west. I just had kefir every day. Just took my little strainer the size of my fist, my palm strainer. And took my kefir and I just brought milk at the store.
Yeah.
Didn't even have my raw milk. I brought A2 milk from the health food store, but I would have just brought regular 2% from the Jolly Aldi.
You know, one thing we've discovered learning about the gut, and this is pretty interesting, is, you know, you think you do something as an adult, you think you do something with the gut and it's going to change it forever. Now, with the gut overhaul, when you kill the biofilm, that does change it forever and it allows you to absorb, like, that's another thing. If you can't do kefir, if you do our gut overhaul, it's going to be much easier to do it
once
we've got that ready. But the fact is what we've found out is when you're a baby, your gut starts to colonize. And as long as you don't like do too many.
Colonize, like make colonies.
Too many like antibiotics, which can wipe a lot of it out, you'll have those good colonies for life. Now, when you're an adult, your body doesn't work like that. When you are fighting for supremacy of good bugs versus bad bugs in your gut, you have to keep going. Nothing sticks. Nothing sticks. It's a sad fact, but it's a fact. So you got to live with it.
Yeah.
Three days.
If I stopped having yuck yums after all these years and having this diverse microbiome, if I stopped in 6 months, I'd probably have a boring microbiome.
Well, actually, they say even like cultured vegetables, everything like that, it's about 3 to 4 days. Where those things last in your gut, even if you're taking probiotics, it's not forever. It has to be continued. So if you're doing kefir, if you're doing cultured veggies, they have to become a way of life.
Well, it's just like exercise.
Yeah.
You stop doing it, you start to rot.
But I say it's a good way of life. I really love it.
So, you know, I didn't even mention the taste. Yuck yums are my favorite. Just delicious. Yeah. It's like drinkable cheesecake.
So yeah, like good. You never don't have one of those.
No, I never don't.
Yeah. I mean, it's your choice to be one of your meals a day and whatever's left over is a part of your snack or dinner, right?
Yeah.
And so
I have a quart of yuck yum a day.
Your food is so easy, Serene. You usually do an E in the morning, quinoa or oatmeal or your toast or something, your whole grain.
Yeah, with protein.
Your lunch is always a yuck yum.
Always.
Which is an S for you.
Yep.
Usually unless you cross it over.
Shove it with that.
And
egg
then
yolks,
your
everything.
Afternoon snack is usually an E, you tell me.
Yep.
You have to have crossovers because you're at a very lean weight. But then your dinner is S or U, but it's usually
salad
a big salad.
My protein will be the rest of my yuck yum.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Or you'll do a fish at night if you consume your yuck yum for the afternoon that was left over. Because you
do a
full
tell you,
court.
For those with allergies and for those people that say, you know, it's hard to do the plan because I really don't have many options and there's not many things I can eat. Can I tell you how simple my diet is? Like 4 things. And I just do them over and over and over and over and over and over and over. For decades, I've done them over and over and over.
Yeah. It is. It's so simple. And mine is simple too. It's a little different from yours. I like a little bit different things. But I have found since starting Kefir again, Serene, that I've simplified things even more. And you can put all your super, super duper things in that Kefir smoothie, you know?
Yeah.
And health just abounds. If you have Candida, the way to get over it is not to reduce carbs, people. The way to do it is to drink kefir, because the yeast in kefir will slowly kill off that candida yeast, and you need some candida, but take it back to that manageable point where we all have to have some, where it works for us rather than against us.
I've heard so much about candida and how to beat it and why it's a problem. This is the first time I've ever heard anyone dare be definitive and conclusive that kefir is the solution.
You look at the studies.
Yeah.
And you go on any kefir group, if you can go, there's so many thousands of Facebook kefir groups, and you type in candida, anyone here have candida and kefir help? You will see hundreds of replies like, oh, totally. Oh my goodness. It fixed my candida problem. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl. And who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Can we just tell you, we've got exciting information coming out, and I'm not going to share too much because we want to come out with it when we come out with it. But bacteria is everything. It's everything.
Yeah.
People think, oh, exercise is the way to build muscle. Actually, yes, maybe, but bacteria is just as much.
Bacteria is almost
you get the right
more.
Kind of bacteria. People think eating healthy.
Danny, we're about to change your life with muscle growth.
People think, yes, you know, there's so many ways to lose weight. Yes, there is. Well, bacteria is one of the leading ways to lose weight. If you get the right fat-eating bacteria.
Yeah, and that's one thing. You know, Serene, you have to eat crossovers because Peter said, I have it too, thankfully, but Serene was even stronger. She struggles to put weight on. He's like, your fat-eating microbes are through the roof. Thank you,
Kefir. Like, okay, in my yuck yum, I have like 3 or 4 egg yolks. My yuck yum is full fat raw goat's milk. I'll throw walnuts in, pumpkin seeds. I'll just go to town and I can't gain weight.
How do I get...
I do want to say that may not work for everyone, especially if they don't have the microbes now. Because you can do all that fat, and if you don't have the right microbes, if you're postmenopausal and have lost microbes, that could cause weight gain at first until we do it right.
But I'm just trying to say, there is hope that one day you'll get that right strain.
You can. We're going to give it to you.
I got 2 questions.
Okay.
One, how do I get muscle-building bacteria?
Oh, we've got it.
Oh, Danny, we can't. It's zip lips right now, but we're about to tell you. We'll tell you on the slide because...
We have bacteria coming that will make you... love
you're gonna
more.
Sell bacteria
like you already love your wife, you're already all over her. You better be careful, Mrs. V better look out, because we've got bacteria that's gonna make your marriage hot
this summer.
And yes, this summer. And muscles, just the way you think about like total, even ADD, your thought life, your longevity.
This is a big podcast.
It is, but I didn't even mean to do this podcast today. I've got a
question
here.
I've got a teleprompter too for the next one.
Hold, please. I have a second question.
Okay.
And I have to pee.
I do too, so bad. But you're going to go first.
I've got to pee too.
Because I want to be in the presence of your whatever. Your bacterium.
Your pee. Oh, okay. Bacterium, which is just as important.
But there's one thing I don't have, and I've tried hard to get, and I can't get it.
What?
And I'm... You know, the Archimansia. I've tried to get Archimansia.
Oh, this is so funny.
And I thought maybe one day I'll find some wonderful...
Why did you just bring that into the middle of a podcast? No one knows what you're talking about. That will be when we talk about the gut, actually, specifically. We'll bring Dr. Peter on.
Yeah.
But he said, sorry, people, we're just talking to ourselves now. He said, listen, you don't even need Archimansia. You have all these other things.
I know, but I feel left out without Archimansia, and I've been trying to get it, but I'm going to get
it. All I'm saying is, if you know what we're talking
about
with
Archimansia. If you have it, Dan, I might take a little sample, you know.
Poop swap.
We start swapping.
But you know, Archimansia, for those of you who don't know, it's one of the most brilliant longevity, health-promoting weight loss bugs there are. There is one supplement out there right
and
now which calls
Archimansia.
Itself Archimansia.
I can cry myself to sleep.
You're born with it. If you don't have it, there's ways if you've got a little bit even. Sam even has a little bit.
Yeah.
So there's
so
ways to grow it.
I was thinking of a poop sample from him, then I thought, nah.
We know how to
weird.
Grow it.
Only goes so far in marriage.
But we
people
don't.
Are doing transplants.
We don't know how to get it if you've lost it. I've lost it. Serene's lost it. Okay. But there's a supplement out there that calls itself Archimansia, and that says it's we're the first of the kind. Serene took that. Nothing didn't take. In her gut test, she has none. So, and a lot of people said it, well, it didn't turn up in my gut test. So that's a waste of money. Mm-hmm. We're still trying to work on this with our scientists, but even if you can't get Akkermansia, you can get a lot of other ones that'll be just as good.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way I can find any store-bought kefir anywhere?
No, you can't. It would do you like 1% of good.
Yeah, but if you just realize that it's quicker than brushing your teeth.
No big deal.
I thought I couldn't do it.
It's easier than going to the potty. I mean,
Danny, I thought I couldn't do it. I thought it wasn't for me.
Is it easier than SCOBY's and kombucha?
A million times.
Oh, kombucha? Okay. That's like hardcore. Like, that's for people that
I was.
Like,
I had to commit like
that's
a
for the Johns
of
this world, yeah. and John loves it. But you got to love that. Now, kefir making, I'm willing to stand here and say it's for the drive-through Sue's of this world and the drive-through Dan's of this world. Dan.
You know what else? Speaking of bacteria. I don't know if this is true or not, but I just read this article that was talking about the shape of your belly button depends on the bacteria collection down there.
Oh, I believe that.
What
believe
about
everything.
The 17 billion children that have tweaked?
What if you've had, she means she's had 10 babies biologically?
Well, nine.
Nine.
Lots of
machines. Well, she means that they can tweak your belly button now.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Well, there's some physicality there too. But that's interesting if, you know, I mean, it just feels like bacteria plays a much bigger role than
it
people
is.
Give it credit.
You know what we are? We are 13 trillion microbes as humans walking around. That's what we are.
Yeah.
13 trillion microbes living in us, on us.
Right.
And what we do dramatically affects those microbes. And then
and
those
the other way
microbes,
around too, right?
Yes. Those microbes dramatically affect us. Exactly,
they seem to have like a will.
They have a will.
Just as much as there was happy microbes in Pearl, there's negative microbes.
Oh, that's what he said about my precious husband, Mr. Charlie Straight Pants.
That's why he looks at the world through a straight-panted view.
Yes, he does. He he told me about my gut microbes, you know. But I imagine that I used to have some half glass full ones because I'd trained myself. But it is to do with what you eat too. But he said to Charlie, he's like, and you've got quite a few half glass full microbes.
Empty glass.
Yeah, half glass empty microbes. And I'm like, yes, he does.
This is freakish because it's like, I feel hangry. Do I? Or do the microbes feel hangry?
Yeah, so true.
And do I, like, are my thoughts my own thoughts? Or are they the microbes?
You know what? They have a huge influence, Danny.
That's real.
Mm. And then even our food affects our microbes. Our thoughts affect our microbes, but our microbes affect our thoughts.
Maybe the real me is the microbes.
If you listen to some people, that's true. But we are spirit. So,
Les is so bouncy today.
Also,
about herself, she's wearing yellow.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to call them. Paddington.
Galoshes.
Galoshes, and they're the color of the bell. She is the walking bell.
Why are you
today.
Belling us? Isn't this
stuff? No. Oh, you misunderstood. But definitely, we should bring it to a close. But
what?
Well,
get back to your bell.
Everyone needs a pee, and this wasn't even the planned podcast, but it's the best one ever. And all I was going to come over here and say is it's been a few years since we were the number one health podcast, but I'm just going to speak it because, like, this one's like, one feels good.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Les. But even though we didn't get number one this time, our listenership is growing. Yeah. So take that, you number one, whoever you are.
Whoever you are.
You're the number one still talking about keto and all that.
Just probably an intermittent fast.
Are we going to fizzle or are we going to end?
Well, we're kind of fizzling now, but what about my question?
No, I'm not fizzling. I had something to say. Now, what was it now?
It's like, it looks like the paper towels are low.
I was going to say
I put my sunglasses on the counter instead of the table.
What about all that? See, that's where it makes you think. All of this antibacterial.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, antibiotics is one sad thing. I mean, it's incredible. It saves people's lives. It saved my womb. I would have had to probably have it cut out because after my really sad miscarriage, you know, where things were stuck in there too long.
You got infected.
I got infected. And without antibiotics, I mean, I tried the garlic, the everything, the grapeseed extra, the everything. Without antibiotics, maybe I wouldn't have a womb.
Wow.
You know, so we do love antibiotics when they are needed, but they're overused.
And
so that's
I would like to say this is one of the things.
Without the antibacterial soap and everything, we're just too clean.
Too clean.
And we don't have.
We're too clean. That's what, no, I'm not going to say that. But here's what I will say. We're not the only people to be coming out with this, and it has been talked about by Dr. William Davis. He's the author of The Wheat Belly. I don't agree with his diet, but he knows some stuff about gut. He wrote a book called Super Gut too, which it's an interesting read. It's more done on a, my opinion, I respect the man and his vast knowledge on the gut. To me, it comes more of a fearmonger approach, a little bit fearful of what's going on and the negatives, whereas I approach the gut with just a positive, let's do this, this is exciting. But so he knows this along with our doctor, Peter, who our doctor, Dr. Pete, has been studying yogurts for years. And so this is the interesting thing. L-reuteri is an important microbe in our gut that produces oxytocin for us.
Yeah, and I was going to hold off on that for Dan, but that's the one from
Well, it's just coming right now. All I'm saying is, do you know that 96% of us living in the US, we don't have L-reuteri anymore? Because even if you have had one bout of antibiotics, you wipe it out.
L-reuteri is the bacteria of love.
And it is one of the most powerful bacteria. It's not only love.
Compassion.
Compassion, muscle building, sleep.
Oh, incredible. For testosterone boosting. I looked at some pictures of mouse scrotums.
Yeah.
The ones on reuteri, the ones on not.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
I said to my husband when he came home, come and look at these mouse scrotums.
And then they have scrotums? Yeah, and the obesity factor of L-reuteri models of mice with L-reuteri models of mice without L-reuteri fed on the same high-fat diet, the L-reuteri mice were lean and they were very vigorous and they mated more and all of that. They were just doing super well. The ones without L-reuteri, which sadly is a jolly 96% of us, we don't have it. One bout of antibiotics wipes it out. Guess what else wipes it out?
Coke.
Well, lots of sugar isn't. Oh, that's the other thing. Thank you for bringing THM perlaserine because we've just found out. I don't mean that to sound like prideful, but now that we're looking at the gut, what sugar does to the microbes in the gut is beyond belief. I'm just more excited now about helping people get off sugar than ever before. Yes, it's not good for L-reuteri, but what does it is ibuprofen and Tylenol too.
Really?
Yeah, it really wipes it out. So that's why most of us don't have it anymore. But we have to get it back. We can get it back. We are bringing a bug you're going to ferment it. Very soon, you're going to get it back and your whole life's going to change, people. It literally raises testosterone levels.
Oh, yeah. I've got my sons all excited. They're all like, Mom!
So we're in the process
of bringing this. Tell us when you're ready to make that
stuff. There are other versions out right now. You can look it up and you might start with that, but according to our doctor, they're using the wrong temperatures and the wrong methods and some things you don't need to do. But I mean, but it's good to get started somewhere. And but our doctor is just, he's a yogurt master. And so, yeah, we'll be fermenting some of these things so that it's not just like you get a little probiotic in it.
It's very hard for it to... Sometimes you don't know where those things open, even if they are enteric coded. Sometimes they open the wrong place.
So you can get L-reuteri now. You can buy it online in little capsules. It does not get near to the levels that would be needed to actually produce it again in your body.
When things are in a food form, the body knows what to do, and it usually has the food that it fermented in and it inoculated and it found its home in. Is usually the perfect environment to get your gut ready to allow it to make L-reuteri its home with.
Yeah.
It sounds like kefir, L-reuteri, all these things are like the Avengers of like.
They so are, Danny. Assembling. They're the superheroes of. And even if you don't need to get every other gut microbe back that you might have lost, just getting these ones help other good ones proliferate because they're the superheroes that kill off the bad ones. See, they kill off the candida and the fungus and things like that.
Cybo.
The SIBO, they kill off SIBO. L-reuteri kills SIBO. You can look at the studies.
Dude,
it's so incredible.
I bet I'm SIBO'd up still.
You know what? You can get this breath test called the AIRE. Yeah, and it tells you if you have SIBO.
Pearl's just shoving that in everyone's face.
I just want to get this bacteria you're talking about.
I know. Well, You know, ETA? And
I showed you the pictures.
Mean to say
Pearl will show
today.
You the pictures when the party ends, man.
We didn't mean to do this party today. This is supposed to be later when we're closer to launching.
I have
this
a teleprompter all written up.
But we're
too
excited. Is what happens is we just tell stuff and it just blabs out.
So it's far from launch. We're far.
We can
from
hardly get to sleep at night because we're dreaming.
No,
of bacteria.
I don't think it's far from launch, Dan. Dan,
we'll see it this year,
and you'll be able to do it way before everybody else.
I'm going to be your guinea pig.
Yeah, Totes. You are. Yes, you are, Danny.
Can I be?
Yes.
We'll make
you
videos.
Can be a Yes, you will. This is so good.
I'll totally
But except
do it.
We won't do the scrotum part. Everything else.
The what?
Yeah, or the poop. No, yeah.
Yes, and for young people that are listening, scrotums, all they are is just little bags
know
of candy.
What scrotums are? Wait, what'd you say? They're bags of candy?
You know, that was the wrong.
I agree 100%.
I was trying to act like they're just like a little purse of nothing. Like, no. I was trying to get their minds off.
What's the wrong description?
Okay, so she's got the right idea.
This party went from G to
I didn't mean to.
R.
I was trying to make it very, very mild.
Serene, text like all of our wives
lollipops
and update
and marshmallows.
Them on the revelation that God gave you.
I think that's staying. She didn't mean it in
I
a bad way.
Mean it.
You know, to the pure, all things are pure.
What's
yes.
As pure as it gets.
I know.
Bags of candy.
It's just, and it's just, you know what? We're biological creatures.
What kind
and
of
this
candy
is a biological
do you have, John?
Potty.
It's a biological potty.
Mine's like Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, dear. That's enough.
She threw
now.
The mic.
Serene's mic went away. Goodbye.
That's not going to make the cut. Guaranteed.